You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
This is Scott Davert, and I'm going to demonstrate updating your iDevice through iTunes on Windows. I am running the most current version of iTunes as of October 1st, 2015. That's when I'm recording this demonstration. And I'm running JAWS 14 on my Windows 7 computer with no scripts or anything installed. So pretty much any screen reader on Windows you run this on, your experience will probably be very similar. Not exactly the same, because some screen readers treat things a little differently, but an update button is an update button, for example. It doesn't matter whether you're on Windows, JAWS, NVDA, or System Access, or any of the others. So I have here my iPhone 6S, and I'm going to go ahead and plug it into my computer.
Charging device battery, 70%. Image.
And it is charging. Now, if you have not plugged the device into
Screen
your computer
locked.
Before, you will need to wait for a minute or two for the device driver to install. Obviously, to make this process work, you're going to have to be connected to the internet. So I'm going to go ahead and go to my desktop with Windows D and launch iTunes.
Windows D, desktop, folder view, list view, Winamp, 14 of 25. iTunes.
There it is. And by the way, although I have charged this phone on this computer before, I've never actually used it in iTunes because it's a brand new phone.
Enter iTunes unavailable.
What I can do is I can hit Alt-Tab.
Alt-Tab, CDX version, Alt-Tab, iTunes, iTunes dialog. iTunes could not connect to the iPhone Scott Siffin because it is locked with a passcode. You must enter your passcode on the iPhone before it can be used with iTunes. Try again button, Alt plus T.
So I'm going to unlock my phone and enter that now.
Try again, unlock button, unlock passcode field, 6, 5, 4, 1, 4. Alert, trust this computer? Your settings and data will be accessible from this computer when connected. Trust button.
I'll trust it because it's my computer.
Trust messages.
And now I'll need to press continue on the Windows computer.
Tab cancel button. Alt tab more information button. Alt plus M. Tab try again button. Alt plus T. Enter. iTunes album list box. Tree view. iTunes album list box. iTunes dialog. A new iPhone software version 9.0.2 is available for the iPhone Scott Siffin. Would you like to download it and update your iPhone now? iTunes will verify the software update with Apple. Download and update button.
That's what we want. I'll press enter.
Enter. iTunes iPhone software update dialog. Edit read only.
So now we can review this dialog box here.
iOS 9.0.2. Blank. This update contains bug fixes and improvements including blank. Bullet fixes an issue with the setting to turn on or off app cellular data usage. Bullet resolves an issue that prevented iMessage activation for some users. Bullet resolves an issue where an iCloud backup could be interrupted after starting a manual backup. Bullet fixes an issue where the screen could incorrectly rotate when receiving notifications. Bullet improves the stability of podcasts. Blank. For information on the security content of this update, please visit this website. http://support.apple.com.
And that is the entire dialogue. To really go through this, unfortunately, without scripts installed or something, you're going to have to tab around quite a bit. As much as I hate using the tab key because it's highly unproductive in many situations, that's what we're going to have to do here.
Tab, next button, Alt plus N. Tab, cancel, tab, save, .. tab, edit, read only. Tab, next button, Alt plus N.
So I'll have to hit next here.
Enter iPhone software update dialog. Safety info. Read important product information guide before use. www.apple.com/support/manual/iphone. Edit read only. Tab. Agree button. Alt plus A.
I agree, of course. And I could have hit Alt A there.
Enter album list box. iTunes dialog. Enter the passcode on Scott Siffin to continue this iOS update. Continue button.
So we have to enter the passcode yet again.
Unlock button. Unlock passcode field.
I'll go ahead and edit that out.
Album list box.
Messages. One unread message.
And now, we can actually tab around and try to find out the status of the update. I'll go ahead and tab.
Tab. 32 albums. Tab. Show menu. Tab. Play button. Tab. Volume left. Tab. Up next. Tab. Scott Davert button. tab, search edit, tab, search option, tab, activity popover button, tab, button music ray, tab, button movie, tab, button TV, tab, button more, but tab, button iPhone button, space, button iPhone button.
And now we can tab down and check the status of the update.
Tab, button Scott Siffin radio button checked. Tab, iPhone 6S read only. Tab, capacity read only. Tab, capacity 55. Tab, iOS 9.0.1 read only. Tab, phone number read on. Tab, phone number. Tab, iTunes is downloading a software update for this iPhone and will install it when the download is complete. Read only.
If iTunes had not come up and given me this thing that allowed me to check for a software update right away, if it hadn't checked for that, I could have done what I just did with the series of radio buttons and selected the iPhone, and then there is a button underneath that if you keep tabbing around called check for updates, and you'll get back into this dialogue that we're in currently. So if I want to check the status again, I can press shift tab and then tab. And again, I'm using very general keyboard commands here so that no matter what screen reader you're using, this should apply.
Shift-tab. iTunes is downloading a software update for this iPhone and will install it when the download is complete. Read only.
And so it's still downloading. This is not a very big update. Hopefully it shouldn't take too long to complete the download. But I'll go ahead and pause the recording here until we get some kind of a change in the status of the update.
Shift tab, serial number, DNQ tab, show menus button, shift tab, serial number, shift tab, iTunes is preparing to update the software on this iPhone, read only.
So we heard there the syncing sound, or the old notification sound for text messages, and I can hit shift tab and tab again. That took about 2 minutes, by the way.
Shift tab, iTunes is preparing to update the software on this iPhone, read only.
So the download has now completed, and it is preparing the phone for the actual upgrade. When the upgrade is actually installed, you'll hear the USB sound as it disconnects and reconnects. So that's another way that you can get progress updates on what's going on. I have actually found that in some cases, updating through over the air is a little faster. But when, say, for example, you're downloading a major update and there are a lot of people downloading different updates from the server, you're going to find that maybe over the air would normally be faster, but you'll find, and many people have reported this, that doing the upgrade through iTunes like we are at this time is more reliable. If you're going to have an update fail, it's probably going to be an over-the-air upgrade. And that's not always true 100% of the time, of course. Nothing is true 100% of the time, especially when it comes to technology. But as a general rule, we can say that iTunes is going to be a more stable upgrade. I'll go ahead and check in with iTunes again here.
Tab, iTunes is preparing to update the software on this iPhone. Read only.
Okay, we're still doing the same thing. But see, this is really nice. It's much more comforting than just having your
music
phone
radio
be dead.
Button not checked. 0 of 2. Music radio button not checked. 3 of 3. Button music radio button not checked.
So something happened on the screen. Because the screen moved. So I can tab around here again.
Tab, button movies radio, tab, button TV show, tab, button more button, tab, button iPhone button, installing device driver software. Click here for status.
And there, as I said, is your USB sound. It reinstalls the driver for some reason that I don't quite know. So we'll keep tabbing here.
Tab, button Scott Siffin radio button checked. Apple mobile device USB driver. Device driver software installed successfully. Installing device driver software. Click here for status. Tab, iPhone read only. Here the tab, capacity read only.
And it says that the device is ready to use as I interrupted it, but it's still there.
Tab, capacity 59.61 GB read only. Tab, iOS 9.0.1 read only.
We're still on 9.1.01 rather.
Tab, tab, phone number, n/re-tab, iTunes is updating the software on this iPhone, read only.
And now we see that
Apple mobile device USB device driver software installed successfully.
We are actually doing the update process right now. I guess it is going to take a little bit of time, so let's go ahead and pause the recording, and I'll come back when things change again.
Album list box.
Now it's refreshing again, and that took about 3 minutes. And you heard there those little clicks. You aren't going to get those normally, but for some reason when the iPhone is plugged in, it clicks into my mixer. I don't know why that is, but it does that every time. I think it's when it restarts or when you plug in an audio jack.
Preview. iTunes album list box.
So let's see what we have here at the moment.
Tab, album list box, tab, album list, tab, album list, tab, play button, tab, shuffle, tab, show action, tab, album list, tab, album list, tab, one item, 5 minute, tab, show menus, tab, play button, tab, volume left, tab, up next, but tab, Scott Davert button, tab, search edit, tab, search options, tab, button muse, tab, button movies, tab, button TV, tab, button more, but tab, button iPhone button.
Let's go ahead and press that.
Space, iPhone button, button
full
iPhone button.
Screen curtain on.
And now, VoiceOver has restarted, which means that most likely our update
screen locked
was successful. Let's go ahead and check that on iTunes.
Tab button, Scott Siffin radio button, tab, Scott Siffin tab, eject button, tab, preview summary, 2 tab, iPhone 6S read only, tab, capacity, tab, iOS 9.0.2 read only.
And indeed, there we are. So that is your upgrade through iTunes podcast. Hopefully that will help you if you've been kind of wondering, well, should I do this with iTunes? It's really not that complicated. And once you set up the process where you allow the computer to access the iDevice, like we did in the beginning there with telling it to trust the computer, you don't have to do all that. It's only the first time you connect that specific iDevice that you'll have to do it. So it's really not that bad. If you would like to contact me, you can hit me up on Twitter. My username is Scott Davert, ScottDavert. Or you can drop me an email. My email address is scottdavert@gmail.com. I hope that you have found this podcast helpful, and we'll catch you again another time. Bye, everybody.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.